Thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Anita. This is Rambles.
And I just wasted 30 seconds of time, and I sincerely apologize.
I do have another underwriting event. Yay. Thank you, Veronica.
Her son is doing Operation Good Citizens, which is a community action project here in Houston. Yes, I live in Houston. And one of the projects they're doing is Operation Uniform for Kids.
So if you're interested and you'd like to know more about it, the website, it is on Facebook, Operation Good Citizens, and they do have a Gmail account
under the same name, which is Operation Good Citizens. Today's episode is
an episode I actually wrote, and as you can tell, you know, I want a guy to lead in the relationship.
It sounds
unfeminist and patriarchal and all this other crap, but I don't want to lead. And it's also sort of lazy.
I don't want to lead. I want the guy to lead.
I just don't want him to lead me off a cliff.
I like the idea of him leading, but some guys is like, oh, my gosh, you're so focal.
You are like a faux hat.
You can't lead for shit. Yeah, I said it. They're like, going, like, please don't lead. Please don't lead. Please don't lead. You don't really know what you're doing. And it's not.
And it does come across as being fussy and naggy, like, oh, my gosh, you're just being a shrew and horrible. It's like, no. He does not know how to lead. That's why, you know, that's why I'm just great. Don't lead me off a cliff.
Learn how to lead.
Some people have to learn how to lead. Some people are natural leaders, and that is a great thing to be a natural, you know, strong, dominant, direct, Martin Luther King, Napoleon, even though he lost, but he still looked at as a great general, and others like boo-boo. No, please. It's horrible, but learn to lead. Try to lead. Ask for help when you're leading. It's not that hard. It's like, please get help when you lead. You don't know how.
And there are some men that's like, I am the king of my castle. Aren't you supposed to be able to defend the castle?
Aren't you supposed to make decisions before the people in the castle riot the kingdom? Because 9 times out of 10, when a king doesn't know how to rule, he ends up getting killed, and so does the queen. Not good. It's like, I'm not going to die because you don't know what you're doing. You don't know your head from your eyes.
Not being fussy, but you don't.
I mean, I can't think of her name. Oh, my gosh, I should have done better. Marie Antoinette. He was a king, didn't know what he was doing, made everybody mad. And, I mean, you're not going to make everybody like you, but there's making mad, and then there is the citizens barging into the kingdom and killing you. Yeah, that's what happens when a king doesn't know how to rule. There's a riot and bloodshed, and it ain't cute. Then a new king comes, and it's like, it ain't cute. You can't just, it's just not, like, lead. Try to, and if you don't, get a book. You know, ask for help, get a book.
And find a mentor, you know, a relationship that is a healthy relationship. I mean, it doesn't even matter what your orientation is.
Find somebody who manages, has a relationship that you want to emulate and follow. Ike Turner and Tina.
No, not yours.
Richard Burton and Elizabeth Taylor, great jewelry, about like cats and dogs. Those might not be the best.
Ozzie and Harriet, they're a good example. They didn't kill each other. They, you know, one of their sons might have died in a plane crash and became a drug,
but I don't know what caused it, you know. They had a healthy relationship. They were some people to emulate.
Ozzie Davis and Ruby Dee
went through a swinger, but they were a healthy relationship. Lead in a healthy way.
No, I trust you. That's the thing.
When I want you to lead, that means I trust you.
I am putting my faith in you to lead.
Not of course, yeah. No, this is an implied honesty and trust. You're starting with, think about having an account. That's what it is. Mathematical, you have an account. This account has $10 million after taxes. You spend it, you can build, you can rebuild, but then it gets in the danger zone. So that means you have to up it. You don't keep on spending once it's in the danger zone, and you can't recoup. Because, I mean, it's really, I guess in this day and age, it might not be hard, but it's a sufficient amount. Not too high, not too low. It's not like it's $1 billion, which is pretty hard to spend up $1 billion in cash. It's like, okay, how many hundreds or whatever is it? It's $1,000 million. It's hard to spend it.
Good amount.
You spend it up and there's nothing left. It's like, because you messed up the taxes. That's not good. But the trust is the money. You do not completely blow it out of the water on major things, like little things, like, okay, you give me Pepsi when I don't. I'm more of a Coke person. I grew up in Georgia. I'm from Georgia. I like my Coke. That's a little thing. You cheating? That's a big thing. That's a thing that will have the IRS, like Al Capone, went taxes with the IRS, you know. Yeah, that's enough to get, like, IRS doing to you what they did to Al Capone. That's not good. Lead. Know how to lead. Learn how to lead. Someone is attractive. In nature, women want the alpha. The beta love the alphas. The alphas are good. Well, okay, not good, like, in they're going to make you permanently happy. You're going to have this wonderful $300 house, $300,000 house in the suburbs, and everything's going to be featured. Good as in they're fun. They give you the strong genes to have the baby and everything like that. The others, no. Lead. Be a good leader. Be a leader that inspires. The man is like, okay, he's a great leader. He has this aura. He's not the fopa. The FOAPA? No. And it's like, are you even trying to convince yourself you're a leader? Because if you're trying to do that, that's a whole other story. You don't know how to lead. Don't know how to lead. I know you don't know how to lead. So I really should leave this relationship because you don't know what you're doing. That is not me. It's not me being an awful, awful feminist. Or you're just an angry feminist. No, you don't know how to lead. You simply are not capable of learning this relationship. And it's not like you're not capable because of unforeseen circumstances. And those unforeseen circumstances are just that, you know, you get in a car accident and you're paralyzed. I don't expect you to lead. I'll lead. I'll get help and I'll lead. But if it's because you're arrogant, lying, cheating, stupid, and not in the, you know, IQ stupid, no, in the you have absolutely no regard for emotional intelligence and you're a borderline sociopath, who would make Patrick Bateman look like Mother Teresa? Yeah, that's the problem. You can't lead if you're like that. You can successfully probably be a successful stockbroker who makes billions of dollars, but relationship-wise, that's not good. You can't lead like that. That is completely neglecting the subordinates, and it's going to lead to trouble. And frankly, I don't feel like having a revolt and being tortured because I stayed with you because you didn't know how to lead. Oh, no, I probably deserve it for staying because, let's face it, I knew this was a bad idea. Lead. Man up. Take charge. And even, you know, I may have some lesbian listeners, if there's a dominant alpha in a relationship, make sure it's a good alpha. Alpha you can, and not in the Greek organization way, but I mean alpha, beta, you know, the dominant force who is kind and respectful and inspires. And it's like, I trust him to lead. He may not lead, he or she may not lead the way I would want, because I'm sort of particular about my stuff. Is part of being an only child. I was brought up as an only child. So that's why I want what I want, when I want it, how I want it. And then I'm in my 30s, so it's like I'm sort of set, living alone. You know, I want what I want, when I want it, how I want it. And sometimes it might not be the want, when I want, how I want, when I want. But as long as it's, okay, it gets done in an efficient way, it opens up my thought process. Hey, I'll be the first one, and I was wrong. Okay, sometimes that is hard to admit because of the former. But I'm willing to accept responsibility as the leader. Please lead. And yes, this is Rambles, and I'm Anita, and I'm rambling about how I'm like, I really do. I like it. And that's probably why my last relationship, even though I didn't, why, it was weird. He knew how to lead. Yeah, he might have been a liar and a cheater. But when we were at the good parts of it, he knew how to lead. He could make a decision. Sometimes I spend 10 minutes trying to make a decision in a store, and it's like, I can't. I just push some of the stuff. I can't. Other times it's like, I don't. Should I do this? Should I? He knows how. Can it be something where he considered my needs? You know, it was good. He can consider my needs and implement my needs and not leave me off a cliff. It's like, oh, my gosh. You can make a decision about what kind of drink I liked. And you cared enough. That's another thing. If you are a leader, you have to care about your co-leader and the people below you. You care enough to, you might not agree, but you genuinely care and respect my decisions in this process. And not just your own ego, which is running rampant to the point where you are like the hybrid of Naomi Campbell and Kanye West. And yes, that ego is like, oh my goodness, it's huge. No. You lead. You do not lead because your ego is going to, like, smother us. Like the giant hand of Godzilla and just destroy everything. Your selfishness and whininess. Yeah, I admit I'm selfish and whiny sometimes. I'm annoying. But in a relationship, if you're going to lead, you have to lower the selfishness and whininess and insecurities and just lead. Trust, make decisions that are respectful and that can sustain and function and cause this relationship to lead. You do not lead by fear. You do not lead by force. Yeah, you can get the job and then turn around like Mussolini and have the people rebel. Okay, you're going to be buried. You're buried because of your ego. You're buried because you're forcing your will. You don't know what you're, and you're, no. You're bearing everything around the, it's not about that. It is you lead. You lead in a way that inspires. You lead in a way that makes everybody involved in a relationship, not just me, but assuming, like, if I got married and stuff, had kids, to make them want to be with someone like you. Like, if I had a daughter with a guy, is this the kind of guy I want my kids to marry, my daughter to marry? Like, why am I with them? Like, I don't want this to be embedded on my child to the point where they have to have therapy. No, they do. Like, I've done a topic on therapy, and I have 90 seconds. I've done a topic on therapy. Not that there's anything wrong with it, but it should not be. Because mommy and daddy had a bad relationship. Daddy was a cheater, and mommy stayed with him. And he basically led this our whole family into destitute and destruction. No, that's not why I'm with you. You lead. I trust you to lead. Please lead. Just not off a cliff, not on anything destructive because you're stubborn or you're just, you have your head up your ass clouds, whatever you want to call it. I trust you to lead. I have faith in you to lead. Please lead. Not off a cliff, but into a nice, wonderful life. I mean, okay, so it may have ups and downs, but not intentionally leading into the storm. It should lead to a place of peace and not depression and anger and stress and tenseness. No, I want you to lead. I really like the idea of a man leading in the relationship. And I understand some women don't, but I am a woman who does. And just if I, like, I know how to lead. I've done it. That doesn't mean I want to make it a habit. And this is Rambles. I'm Anita. Thank you for tuning in. And like I said, if you would like any more information on Operation Good Citizens, thank you.